You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix in Alpharetta on Haynes Bridge Road. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We just had some amazing listeners stop by, and I was just handed some healthy vegan bites this morning. It looks delicious. I'm going to power
those
up and
look
fuel
delicious,
those.
But I'll take your word for it.
Well, you guys have donuts over there if you would like to get your hands
you
on some donuts.
The deal. I don't know why we're going to beat around the bush here.
I can't wait. Tearing one of those chocolate ice and donuts, man, I tell you what.
If you want to stop by and distract us from the work we need to do today, go ahead. It's 9 a.m. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. The Hawks are back in action tonight against the Pistons in Detroit. Pregame is set for 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7. Georgia will open up its 2026 SEC schedule in Arkansas. New LSU head coach Lane Kiffin is going to return to Ole Miss on September 19th to take on his old team. And ex-San Diego Padres closer Robert Suarez has signed a 3-year, $45 million deal with the Braves. But the thing we are celebrating all day today, Kirk Cousins led the Falcons to a 29-28 comeback victory over the Buccaneers. He completed 30 of 44 passes for 373 yards and 3 touchdowns. Here is Kirk after the game with Dave Archer.
Yeah, it's fun to come out on top, like you said, and make the final play. Proud of just the way we fought. It's fun to win as a team when all three phases have to make plays to make it happen, and it wasn't easy, and that makes it all the more worth it at the end.
Cousins last night on the field was more than just a quarterback. He was almost like a coach at times, a very stern coach. He was getting after people on the field. Off the field, on the sideline, he got after David Sills at one point, not for the egregious drop he had at one point, but the two plays later where he kind of cut a route off and Kirk yep. wanted him to continue it because Kirk was literally threw it to where he thought he was going and where they were trying to be. But it just felt like at times he was willing things to happen, Cousins. And I brought that up because I wanted to see – if you remember a time where maybe Matt Ryan or JPW or McElroy or somebody kind of acted like that. I know if McElroy did, you probably would have punched him in the mouth.
Oh, for sure. Look, man, you brought it up last night on the on the pregame show talking about that Matt Ryan at Tampa, get set. You know, the get set game.
Yeah.
He was always like that. And that's what's interesting about Kirk being so animated last night is it feels like not only last night but last week as well when he was kind of getting hit a little bit and, you know, was some of the calls were interesting. I just don't think we've seen that version of Kirk. It's almost like a more – I don't know. Is the word urgent? Like it feels like it's a more urgent version of Kirk, you know, where it's like, hey, we'll fix it. You know, when it's early in the season, it's like, hey, we're going to get this right. We'll go back to work. No, he's like, this has got to happen now.
Yeah, it feels
we've
like –
we've got to do this now.
Yeah, it kind of feels like there's no we. I'm going to do this and we'll – you know, you will come with me. I'm taking you with me.
I did love the conversation with he and David Seals last night because it's one of those things when you're really mad at somebody but you're also friends with them. Like, you don't look at them while you're yelling at them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Kirk's the quarterback, and he's kind of yelling, and he's looking around, and David's kind of just walking around in his peripheral, and he's kind of yelling towards the field. But it's like, dude, I need you to know that I'm highly upset with you right now. I love that version of Kirk. Honestly, I loved it, man. I love the intensity because I think we all kind of felt it in that moment. Yeah. It's like, you better fix this right now or this game's going to get out of hand.
Yeah, I was looking at Bijan's numbers, and he's he's over 1,100 yards rushing. I don't think he'll get there, but he legitimately could get 1,000 yards receiving too. He's just under 700 yards receiving right now. I don't think he'll get there again. I think he would have to get a lot of targets, but man, it's crazy the year he's having. And you know, it just feels empty at sometimes.
Well, and obviously there's been a lot of attention on Raheem Morris as of late, but he was pretty pleased with last night's win. Let's hear from him also speaking with Dave Archer after the game.
You know, the big part tonight was going out there and finishing. I love the way the guys finished. Going out there and get a pick, going out there getting a four-minute stop on the defense side of the ball, going out there on offense, driving the ball down the field and getting us in position to score, going out there and getting us in position to score the first time to put us in position to do those things. I just think it was an all-out effort across the board and kicking that thing at the end on special teams. What a great job by the guys.
First of all, I want to know the setting that and you're always there with Dave Archer as he's doing these interviews. I was trying to figure out where you guys were, like in the tunnel and the guts of the stadium. I couldn't figure out where you guys were standing during this interview because you so much background noise. I was trying to picture what exactly was going on.
We were outside the locker room.
Yeah.
On the wall there.
Yeah.
Right across from the door. I think they've redone the inside of that locker room a little bit since you were there. But it's not a very big locker room, as you know.
Yeah.
Not a lot of room. We at one point in time, you know where the – remember where the coach – only us are going to get this. So I don't even know why I'm bringing it. But remember where the coaches' changing room is? At one year, we actually did interviews in there. Was like, this is so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That was before – I don't think we were filming it then. But because, you know, we film it, you want to give some privacy to people.
Of course. Yes, of course. That'd be great. I look at Raheem and I am listening to that interview. And all I can picture is him yelling at the camera after the field goal goes through.
Yeah.
And it was just it felt good. And I know that Raheem, a lot of people have called for his job. I think that right now, if the season ended, you probably have to move on from him. But I also have been around enough people in these situations where I can separate it and go, he's a good dude. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He is a good dude. Whether or not you want him to have the head coaching job or whether or not you think he can get it done or can develop players, whatever you think about the way he has, you know, gone about coaching this team, he's a good dude. And I was happy for him in that moment. You can see all the emotions start to come out for sure.
Yeah, the throw to Cousins makes to Pitts on the second touchdown drive, where he hits him down the numbers. He absolutely throws him open because Pitts, when he releases that football, is still kind of engaged, and the guy basically goes in. The DB kind of, I don't know what he does, but Pitts just releases, and boom, he hits him. And Pitts looked up, and the ball was about to hit his hands.
Yeah.
It just felt so in sync last night between those two.
Yeah, it did.
One thing I wanted to bring up was, you know, we've been talking about the penalties all morning long because they were just a lot.
Overbearing.
Overbearing.
Yes.
It's a huge theme of last night's game, and Raheem Morris talked about having to clean those up as well.
You know, everybody, everything about that is gray matter for us, man. You just keep playing. You don't control those things. You control what you can control, and that's all we can do. You know, you figure out how to not get those penalties, and the guys went out there and found a way to win that football game. We'll go clean those things up. Whatever we need to do, it is what it is.
All right. Yeah, he says gray matter, but if you think, well, see, he should have been arguing. He was arguing every call, I can tell you. Watched him, and he was animated in it. I said this earlier. I'll say it again real quick. Three times in a game, in an NFL game in the history of the NFL, there has been a where one team was called for 15 or more penalties than their opponent in NFL history. One in 1944, two this year. Those two this year, Carl Sheffers was the referee, and it was his unit, his group. So that is interesting enough. You know, just the fact that they weren't the Tampa Bay 23 offensive holding calls, and when they entered this game, they still have 23 offensive holding calls on the season. That's egregious.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And I think this is an important note because as I was listening to him saying it was gray matter, I didn't take away that penalties, that them committing penalties were gray matter. I think that his response about the gray matter was to the fact that the penalties were so lopsided. You know, were the referees against you? You know, what were the referees looking at down in and down? I think that was the part that was gray matter to him. It's like, we can't focus on that. Obviously, we just had to focus on ourselves and not committing penalties. But in the end, it's gray matter as to whether or not they're calling way more on us than they are on them.
I thought they had a good game plan overall, offensively and defensively. When we talk about players making plays, the David Sills drop, is the exact thing that we've talked about. You know, this was a game that you really could not have an opportunity and not make it, and somehow you got around that. Also, this is random, but did you guys happen to see late in the first half run that drive where Tampa kicks the field goal right before the half, right? It's a there's like 7 seconds left, and Tampa, they go out and we call a timeout, and then they come out and we rushed one person,
yeah,
and they dropped everyone, and it was you basically flooded the zone so much with defenders that Baker got so he was pissed off, and he just threw the ball at Rashad White's feet. And it was the perfect play called by Ulbrich. It's the one time where not rushing guys in that situation absolutely was brilliant.
You know what's crazy about it is we actually attempted to do that last week, and it backfired on you. Sam Darnold threw one down the middle of the field, and all of a sudden they were in field goal range. And you're right, Baker was upset. He'd spiked the ball at the ground. I think he realized he had to preserve the amount of time left on the clock if they were going to attempt a field goal in that moment. But it was, I thought, Jeff Ulbrich yesterday had one of the better games he's ever had to call, and I know we'll get into it in a little bit, but Mike Hughes leaving and Kobe Bryant coming in, mm-hmm. absolutely got picked on, and the way he kind of answered that with D. Alford undercutting that route, awesome.
Boy,
awesome stuff.
That was such a big play by D. Alford. I mean, that literally, that changed the game. That was just a 14-point game at that point, and they're probably about to go in and score again, some kind of points. That was absolutely the biggest play of the game, and I'm glad you brought that up because I don't think we've mentioned it yet. That was absolutely a huge play. I will give Kobe Bryant credit. He got picked on, but he didn't stop. He made a big play in the red area, big tackle. He tried. He stayed in there. He fought.
Well, and you guys talked about Baker Mayfield's temperament during the game last night. We do have some audio from him, and he is not happy. We'll get to that next. Also, T.J. Watt had a really scary situation yesterday. We'll talk about that when we go in the huddle next with the morning shift. We are live from Publix in Alpharetta on Haynesbridge Road on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.